Municipal, Measure L, City of Sausalito. City of Sausalito Hotel Tax Tourism Mitigation Measure. To address the effects of tourism by improving traffic enforcement for pedestrian, cyclist, and driver safety, managing the number of bikes, buses, taxis, reinvesting in local businesses and other essential city services, shall an ordinance raising the transient occupancy tax rate charged to hotel guests by 2% be adopted until ended by voters, providing additional $300,000 annually with independent audits, all funds used locally in Sausalito. Yes, no. City Attorney's Impartial Analysis of Measure L. Measure L would increase the City of Sausalito's Transient Occupancy Tax, TOT, from 12% to 14%. TOT is often called a hotel tax and is paid by visitors who occupy a hotel, motel, inn, or other form of transient lodging in the city on a short-term basis of 30 days or less. Measure L must be approved by the majority of votes cast on the ballot proposition. TOT payments are collected from the visitors by the property operators who then remit the amounts to the city. TOT is a general tax. The revenue raised from the tax goes into the city's general fund and may be used for any legal governmental purpose. The general fund pays for city services such as police protection, congestion management, street maintenance, parks and recreation services, and general municipal services to the public. An increase in the TOT from 12% to 14% is estimated to generate an additional $300,000 in tax revenue per year. If this measure does not pass, the TOT will continue to be collected at its current rate of 12%. Ordinance 1265 was approved for placement on the ballot on Measure L by the City Council of the City of Sausalito on July 31, 2018. If adopted, Measure L will continue in effect until repealed by the City Council or city voters. A yes vote approves the measure, a no vote rejects the measure. Signed by Marianne Wagner, City Attorney of Sausalito. Argument in favor of Measure L. Protect Sausalito's local quality of life. Vote yes on L. Everyone knows Sausalito residents enjoy an amazing quality of life with strong property values. Tourism is essential to our local economy and long-term sustainability. But at the same time, the number of bikes, buses, and taxis creating downtown traffic congestion must be addressed for our local quality of life. Vote yes on L. Keep Sausalito a special place to live. Measure L is paid by out-of-town visitors and tourists when they stay in a Sausalito hotel or lodging. Measure L is not otherwise paid by Sausalito residents or property owners. Yes on L simply ensures out-of-town visitors to Sausalito continue to pay their fair share for public safety and other services by updating Sausalito's hotel room bed tax rate. The revenue generated by Yes on L will help address downtown traffic congestion while generating money to reinvest in Sausalito's valued local businesses. Your Yes on L vote invests in maintaining our core community services, such as rapid 911 emergency response and the excellent public safety services you expect and deserve. It ensures out-of-town visitors to Sausalito contribute towards maintaining our family-friendly community, helping to keep park bathrooms clean, playgrounds safe, and streets maintained. All funds generated by Yes on L are subject to independent annual audits. Best of all, Sacramento politicians can't take a dime. Measure L is accountable to you, the Sausalito taxpayer. Again, here's what Measure L won't do. Measure L is not a tax on your home or property. Sausalito residents who are not hotel guests won't be taxed. Join residents, hoteliers, the business community, and civic leaders in voting yes on L. For factual information, visit www.sausalito.gov. Signed by Keith Kennedy, Kate Storr, Ann Arnott, Yoshi Tome, Co-Chair Hospitality Development Committee, Leon Hunting, former Sausalito City Council. Argument against Measure L. No argument against Measure L was filed. Full text of Measure L. An ordinance of the City of Sausalito amending Section 3.12.030 of the Sausalito Municipal Code to increase the transient occupancy tax, hotel tax, by 2%. Now, therefore, the people of the City of Sausalito do ordain as follows. Section 1. Amendments. Section 3.12.030 is hereby amended to read as follows, with deletions in strikethrough and additions in underlined text. There shall be paid for every occupancy of a guest room in a hotel in the city a tax of the rate of 12, struck through, replaced by 14% of the amount of rent unless an exception is provided under SMC 3.12.040. Section 2. Severability. If any section, subsection, subdivision, paragraph, sentence, clause, or phrase of this ordinance, or its application to any person or circumstance, is for any reason held to be invalid or unenforceable, such invalidity or unenforceability shall not affect the validity or enforceability of the remaining sections, subsections, subdivisions, paragraphs, sentences, clauses, or phrases of this ordinance, or its application to any other person or circumstance. The City Council of the City of Sausalito hereby declares that it would have adopted each section, subsection, subdivision, paragraph, sentence, clause, or phrase hereof, irrespective of the fact that any one or more other sections, subsections, subdivisions, paragraphs, sentences, clauses, or phrases hereof is declared invalid or unenforceable. Section 3. Publication and effective date. This ordinance shall take effect immediately after approval of the ballot measure related hereto.